What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're continuing a two-part story, answering a question we've got from so many kids. But I'm gonna highlight this one from Kale on Spotify, who asked, what if JF Cat turned into JF Dog, and Fred the Dog turned into Fred the Cat? Now maybe you're at home thinking, hey, I had the exact same idea. Well, this story is for you and all of you. Your imagination helps keep our show going. Now, a lot of magical mayhem ensued in the last story, so let's have a quick recap. When last we left our heroes, Fred the Cat and JF Dog had switched places. Yes, in a what-if cat-dog catastrophe created by over 30 kids all asking the same question. What if World's two most beloved pets switched bodies? It happened in the Cephalorist, a wriggly, tentacly, rubbery woodland just on the other side of Squid Lake. Fred chewed on giant mushrooms and rolled in messy moss, while Jojo Fluffy Cat made a key slime pie out of magical fungus and ate the whole thing. They were both arguing a lot while they ate until poof! And an explosion of spores, fur, and magic, Fred ended up looking like JF Cat, and JF Cat like Fred. Now, this happened once already in one of our very first bonus episodes for supporters of What If World. So Fred and Jojo didn't want anyone to find out that it had happened again. Thus, JF Dog headed off to pretend he was Fred and help Pixicato restore the observatorium. Meanwhile, Fred the Cat headed to the Cleo Castle to help the wizard Abacus P. Grumbler make a magic potion. They're both sure it's gonna be easy pretending to be each other, but how do you think it's gonna go? Oh, and one more thing. Fred the Cat and JF Dog left a big mess of fallen mushrooms and mixed up molds behind them in the Cephalorist. But I'm sure that won't lead to anything strange happening.
Woof.
Oh, except for the Freddy-headed horsey cat. But that's not all that weird, by What If World standards. Now let's find out what if JF Cat turned into JF Dog and Fred the Dog turned into Fred the Cat, right after a quick break. JF Dog, who looked exactly like Fred the Dog and was pretending to be him, stood next to Pixicato and a crew of grumpy yet determined gnomes in the ruins of the observatorium. The scent of crumbled stones and old book dust still clung to the air.
"Okay, Fred," said Pixicato, who'd already gotten used to talking with her magical braces. "Time to chew down that tree so we can use its wood to rebuild the West Tower. We've already checked and it's not a talking tree."
JF Dog sniffed the tree. "Interesting," said Jojo Fluffy Dog, trying to puzzle out all the new scents and sensations that this doggy nose was picking up.
"Oh, Perrault, get right on that, Pixicato."
"It seems you're just rolling in dirt."
"What?"
"And now you're chewing a completely unrelated stick."
"That's impossible."
"And rolling over to show your belly to the gnomes for some reason?"
"They're supposed to rub it."
"Yeah, he looks so happy,"
said a red-bearded gnome.
"But he was supposed to be chewing the tree,"
grumbled another.
"Seems like an inefficient use of my few remaining teeth."
"Fred refusing to chew on a stick or other stick-like substance. There must be something wrong with you."
"Impossible. I'm as fit as a fertile. I mean as furry as a caterpillar. Oh, it's hard to talk with this long tongue."
"Okay, listen. The gnomes at the middle of the tower need this bucket of tools flown up to them. Why don't you just fly up there and forget about the tree for now?"
said Pixicato, a little worried for her friend.
"Yes, the old helicopter tongue."
He unspooled his long, Fred-like tongue
giving it a hopeful whir, and immediately crashed into a gnome ladder, leaning against the half-built tower.
What's the scaffolding, you slimy air lubber?
Air lubber? Who could lub flying with this clumsy tongue? I mean, my tongue, which I'm very much used to using. Oh, I guess it takes a lot of practice being a dog,
he whispered to himself. Rainbow steam swirled amid sparks that flew like fireflies through the cluttered stone lab of the Cleo Castle. Crystal balls teetered on stacks of books. Glowing jars of magical sludge bubbled ominously, and Professor Abacus P. Grumbler stirred a cauldron with a wand while humming off-key.
JF Cat, my ever-ambivalent assistant. Knock over that dusty tome labeled Tentacular Transformations, won't you?
Of course, he was speaking to Fred the Cat. Actually, Fred the Dog in JF Cat's body, who was trying and failing to find his feline strut across the bookshelf. In fact, he couldn't even remember climbing up to the bookshelf in the first place.
Yeah, sure thing, wizard bud.
Fred swatted down a book with a clumsy paw, but it crashed down into a stack of beakers, which shattered everywhere.
Oh, my beaker tower. I thought we were going to knock that down together later.
Sorry. I just couldn't keep these primal feline hunting instincts in check.
Fred tried to hop up to a windowsill, but promptly slid off, knocking a candlestick into the bubbling cauldron where Abacus was trying to brew a potion to turn Kathunkle back to normal.
Jojo,
said Abacus, who'd been leaning a little too close to the cauldron.
Were you trying to turn my beard neon pink?
No.
Then let's consider this a happy accident.
And he hummed cheerfully, stroking his new pink beard and sipping from his mug, which read, World's Okayest Wizard.
Oh,
sighed Fred.
I guess it's not that easy being a cat.
It certainly is not. Why, the last time I turned myself into a cat, I couldn't stop attacking everything and say, ow!
Oh, sorry. I thought your foot was a giant rat.
Yes, I probably shouldn't have worn my furry slippers.
Why don't we just get back to work on our potion?
That million hand-headed hydra won't re-cathunkle itself, hmm?
But Fred was unconcerned.
Ha! The hand hydra's stuck in a video game world right now. And it's not like there's some other impending disaster we've got to worry about.
And that's when we cut to the other impending disaster that they had to worry about.
Come on, Mr. Rabbit!
The Freddy-headed horsey cat proudly led its mushroomy minions. With Fred's squishy face and long tongue, JF Cat's fluffy tail ending in a cat head, mossy fur and mushroom spots that blinked as if they could see, it was majestic and weird. Very weird. It neighed, it meowed, it barked.
Meowth!
And behind it, the mushroom army bumbled.
Wait, are we invading or redecorating?
We're headed to the observatorium, but our motives remain to be seen,
said the Freddy-headed horsey cat's head.
Meow, mysterious,
said the Freddy-headed horsey cat's tail.
I'm just trying to find my uncle, but now I'm half mushroom and have to follow your orders for some reason,
said Scully the Squid, another unintended victim of Fred and JF Cat's recklessness.
Don't worry about it, Scully Shroom. I'm sure it's fine.
Back at the observatorium, things were not going well for JF Dog, who was still pretending to be Fred the Dog. Pixicato flew over to him on a cushion of sparkly wind.
Fred, are you feeling okay? You know, you haven't been around the Watt House much lately. Zack and Zizi came by to visit, and they said they miss you.
They do.
I swear, we get more visitors wanting to see you than wanting to see their own president.
Well, I was president first, second,
said JF Dog, his tail drooping.
You know, you'll always have a home at the Watt House.
That's awfully kind, but maybe I feel like I don't have a home anymore.
It may be Fred or me. Am I feeling that way too, like I just said?
Pixicato's bright braces peeked out from her soft smile. It's hard to explain big feelings, but it sounds like you've been holding one inside. Thank you very much for sharing it with me. That must have been difficult.
They sat on the half-built balcony of the Western Tower, JF Dog chewing a twig thoughtfully.
Hey, that's my wrench,
complained a tiny gnome, grabbing the stick-like tool.
Sorry, I think sometimes I chew when I'm having big feelings.
Well, Fred, after my presidency and Carthunkle's and Feralise's before me, maybe the butthouse isn't feeling like your home anymore.
That must be it. We better finish up here. I think I've got to talk to my friend Fred, or me the cat. I mean JF Fred. Gah! Let's just fix this building fast. I've suddenly got a bad feeling.
Too many sticks.
Probably, but also... Well,
JF Dog finally focused, spinning around his extra long tongue until he finally learned to helicopter himself up into the air. He searched for his friend or the Cleo Castle, but they were far out of sight. One thing he did see, however, was a wave of mushroomy creatures waddling, hopping, skipping, and clip-clopping out of the Cephalorist.
Fred, asked Pixicato, who'd flown up too, is that a cat-tailed, horse-bodied, moss-covered Fred JF Cat monster with a mushroom army headed straight toward the observatorium?
JF Dog gulped.
Well, meowby.
Back at the Cleo Castle, Abacus P. Grumbler was taking a break from trying to make the back-to-normal potion, since he hadn't had much help from Fred the Cat.
Abacus!
Shouted Fred, who'd apparently been listening to my narration, getting half the story spoiled for him.
I can't help it, Mr. Eric. These cat ears are very good. But these cat paws are so slippery.
He crashed into a pedestal, holding a vase labeled definitely not cursed.
Oh, I've really got to fix my cursed labeling machine.
There's no time for that, Abacus.
I have a small, giant confession to make.
Oh, listen, Jojo. I know that moves are very hard on kitties, and that you haven't been exactly happy here. But I want you to know that this can be your home with me, if you want it to be.
What? No, that's... Why are you being so nice?
Because I love you, and you've been gone a lot since the observatorium fell, but home is more about...
Wait a second. Is JF me your cat?
If JF you wants to be.
Whoa. Okay, I think we gotta finish up this potion fast. So you can go talk to the real JF cat.
What?
Yes, I, Fred the Dog, have been doing an absolutely perfect JF Cat impression all day.
Except when you drank from the toilet.
I was thirsty.
And how you haven't cleaned yourself all day, despite being absolutely filthy, like covered in some sort of magical fungus or mold.
What? No. I only felt like cleaning myself, but that's probably one of the nonsense side effects of the magic, like the singing earlier.
Oh, Fred, you said there were two confessions?
Oh, right, yeah. So JF Dog and I may have left a teensy magic mess in the Cephalorus that possibly mutated into a Freddy-headed horsey cat monster with a mushroom army.
How do you know it isn't just a very large mushroom dance troupe?
Well, it could be, but they are marching toward the observatorium right now.
Then we must finish making this magical potion. Then perhaps Carthunkle can save us. He's good at dealing with all that icky stuff, right?
What icky stuff?
Oh, you know, like gooey, rotty, dirty, mucky, mossy fungal mess.
Oh, you mean delicious stuff.
Let's just work on the potion.
And indeed they did. Fred tuned into his inner cat, tapping just the right jars, pawing to the perfect pages, and even knocking a brand new crystal ball into the potion mix on purpose. The cauldron puffed out with a purple cloud. The mixture glowed, and Freddy grinned, showing happy little feline fangs.
We did it, Abacus!
Almost, I think. As long as Mr. Eric doesn't cut away right now for the sake of dramatic tension.
And we cut back to the observatorium.
Will you never learn, Abacus?
The mushroom horde was closing in. Pixicato and JF Dog had only barely managed to fix the West Tower, but they refused to let it fall. The many tiny gnomes, dwarfed by the giant mushroom monsters, bravely raised flimsy flower wands and half-chewed stick tools.
Sorry, my bad.
While Pixicato readied her most powerful tool of all.
Beware my dazzling smile.
The army slowed their march at the base of the tower, and JF Dog clumsily flew with his helicopter tongue and landed to address the messy mushroom masses.
Meow, listen. I know you're mad at me and Fred or Jojo Fluffy Dog or the other one for messing up your forest. Your terrible wrath is warranted, but please spare these noble gnome nibbles and this bebracered young president.
I have other qualities than my braces,
complained Pixicato.
What?
Asked the freddy-headed horsey cat in its warbly Fred-like voice.
We came here because our creators both wanted to fix the observatorium. So naturally, that's what we want too.
Actually, I want to be turned back into a mushroom,
said a mushroom whose cap was just one long, curly tongue.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so about half of us want to hell, and the other half want to go back to being molds, mosses, and fungi.
Did someone say dramatic entrance with sparkly sparkles and a side of heroism?
Said Abacus, as he dramatically appeared alongside Fred the Cat atop the rebuilt tower.
Nope.
No one said that.
Not even close.
No matter, said Fred the Cat. With our magical potion, we can turn JF Dog and Fred the Cat back to normal. Then we'll be unstoppably cute and good at things, and this moldy army will smell good to me again. I'll be unstoppable!
Sorry, Fred the Cat, but JF Dog has learned a few things, and there's gotta be a change of plans.
JF who now?
We've gotta use the potion to make these plant people back into regular old plants.
But not me. I'm beginning to enjoy conscious thought,
said a mushroom wearing a monocle.
We've got to save about half of them.
I'm so confused. I thought the potion was to save Kathunkel, and then
catch up, Abacus. That was so three scenes ago.
And so, JF Dog and Fred the Cat shared the potion among all the fungus people, keeping not a drop for themselves.
And what would you like to be, little button mushroom?
Said Pixicato, who was giving each of them a choice.
I want to be back to a mushroom.
No problem.
Could I be a talking tulip?
Probably.
I want to study art history.
You don't need magic to do that.
I just want to find my Uncle Kathunkel.
Oh, sorry, Scully. Squidderella must be worried sick.
Choices were made. Some mold was unmade. And a few mushrooms chose to stay and become the observatorium's newest builders. As the sun dipped low, the observatorium stood not quite finished, and far from perfect, but as beautiful as ever. Mosses and mushrooms decorated all the shady corners, giving it a new kind of charm. Fred and Jojo sat on a stack of stone that would be a wall again someday soon, but they were still stuck in each other's bodies.
Oh, I kinda got used to this, but I don't want it to be forever.
Meow, neither. But we did the right thing.
Yeah. And you know, whether you're a cat or a dog, I think you'll always have a home with Abacus.
And whether you're a dog or a cat, I'll be here to help you find your new forever home.
Abacus and Pixicato shared a knowing look and then cast a joint spell to finally restore JF Cat and Fred the Dog back to... JF Dog and Fred the Cat.
It didn't work. That is strange.
My magic always does something.
Said Pixicato, whose mother was a famous detective, by the way.
Maybe it's not a spell at all. Maybe the mold that's covering them is just so mixed up with each other's properties
that they're just wearing some kind of moldy cat or dog suit, respectively.
What?
Do you have any idea how ridiculous you sound?
Well, have you two tried taking a bath since you got transformed?
Freddy leapt up.
Never!
JF Cat's tongue was helicoptering.
You won't take me alive!
But the Freddy-headed horsey cat rolled its eyes and scooped them both up with its long Freddy tongue while licking them clean with its rough but effective JF Cat tongue. The two endured their not-so-magical bath with all the dignity you'd expect as they slowly returned to normal.
Polly, spare me!
Just lick Mr. Eric instead!
Hey, out!
It's actually not that bad, though.
Don't say that, Fred. Just keep squirming.
Yeah, okay.
The end. Well, Kale, Robin, Lucien, Jess, and over 30 other kids, thank you so much for your questions. And I hope you all enjoyed your story. Folks at home, what kind of adventures could Abacus and friends get up to at the Cleo Castle while the observatorium is being rebuilt? What other magical features should our new observatorium have? Has your home ever changed? What helped it still feel like home to you? And finally, if Fred the dog could live with anyone in What If World, who do you think he'd want it to be? I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that home is more about the people around you than the place you live in. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
National Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.